Hello, hello, and welcome. Welcome, everyone, to another week of Wounded to Wonderful with yours truly, Angie McDonald. It's week 17, y'all. I'm so happy that you're still with me. Another week of empowerment, encouragement, inspiration, and just another power talk to keep you inspired and making the next best step. Today, we're going to be talking about perception. And we understand that perception is everything. How we view things, how we receive information, and how we exhibit the results of receiving that information. Normally, I like when the sun's out. I like when it's a beautiful day, but I also love when it rains. Why? Because the rain is like a soothing atmosphere for me to be in. And by my window, I have one of my recliners, and I love when it rains because I like to crack the window and listen to the rainfall and listen to just the greenery around me. And when the wind blows through the trees in my mini forest in my backyard, I love to hear it because it's so soothing. For some, the rain might be a little annoying or, you know, dampen their day or mess with their plans if they had outdoor activities. I get that part because if I do have an outdoor activity, I want it to be the most beautiful sunny day. But for some reason, I enjoy the rain. It allows me to think. It allows me to get in touch with my thoughts. And it's just a beautiful rhythm that I just love to hear, especially when it's falling through the trees. So I want to talk to you about perception. How do you perceive the storms or the rainstorms in your life? I know for a lot of us, we do experience storms and unusual events that really causes us to question what is happening, why it's happening, and, you know, just the different things that causes us to feel as if, you know, we're being attacked. It all and well could feel that way, look that way, and sound that way. But what I want us to really look at it through the eyes of perception, what is this lesson trying to teach me? How is it trying to strengthen me and make me better and bigger and stronger in that area of life that I seem to be struggling with? So I had to question myself and ask myself a question. How do you perceive challenges when they come? Do you think of it as an outright attack on who you are, your personality, your character, your integrity? It can be. Or is it encouraging you to put your best foot forward, reminding you of the strength of your character, reminding you of the good things that you possess, the qualities that you possess, and giving you an opportunity to strengthen those areas? Could it be that? I think so. So, in understanding the generality of perception, not everything is designed to break you down. It comes to have that intention. But I believe when it comes to resilience and character building, a lot of these things come to make you stronger and more of a tool of integrity and ideal character. The Word of God for me is something that keeps me accountable, especially when I fall short, when I step out of character, when a scenario happens that it causes me to slip and not respond or react in the best possible way. I usually revert back and catch myself and assess, what did I do? What did I say that was not Angie, that was not conducive to my behavior or my reaction? And then I catch myself realizing that no one can make me react and respond the way I should. It's all up to me. And that is what perception has taught me, that I have the ultimate control on how I react to different scenarios in life. So that's what I want us to take away from today's talk. The beauty of perception. How can we see things in a light that will cause us to grow and manifest in areas that will make us blossom and evolve into the best ideal versions of ourselves that God has intended for us to grow into and represent. So it's a brief talk this week, something I just want you to chew on. think about perception. And if you want to have a talk in regards to that, you know I'm here. And you know how to reach me. If not, I'll remind you. Of course, you can always find me on Instagram. I am Angie McDonald. Or Wounded2, Wonderful Coaching on Instagram. Also visit my website if you like. Send me a message, wounded2wonderful.com. You can send me an email, angie@wounded2wonderful.com. Find me, Angie McDonald, on Facebook. Same on LinkedIn. And of course, you want to visit my business page, Wounded to Wonderful Coaching, on Facebook. So you can reach me. You can find me. Of course, my book is also still available on Amazon. And I believe, I still think I'm the only Angie McDonald on all of Amazon. So just type in my name and you'll see a beautiful book with the words Wounded to Wonderful, 7 Affirmations Towards Healing and Growth pop up. Definitely get your copy. But I'm so glad that we had this very brief but very poignant talk on the beauty of perception. Look at the rain. Is it there to dampen your day, or is it there to water some things to make it grow? All right, let's talk about it. Until next week, I'm here. I'm here to be your friend, your coach, and your girl to help you heal, grow, discover, and grow from wounded to wonderful. Thanks so much for listening to today's talk, The Beauty of Perception. Talk to you soon. Bye.